you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burned? And fate can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Oh, then what? You're mine.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com. Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The ceasefire in Gaza has taken effect. The Israeli cabinet approved President Trump's plan for a ceasefire late Thursday. All hostages will be released, but ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv says there are still many questions.
People are understandably very skeptical on the Gazan side of the border that what will happen is that Hamas released the hostages, and then there's no further part to the deal. It's a very real fear that Israel will then resume the war.
Venezuelan politician Marina Corina Machado won the Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian Nobel Committee cited her key unification work within Venezuela's political opposition. Government shutdown looks set to stretch into next week after the Senate left for the weekend with no deal. And New York's Attorney General Letitia James calls criminal charges filed by a federal prosecutor baseless and says President Trump is weaponizing the administration of justice. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WDRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. November down 29 to 1664. December down 28 to 1676. January down 29 to 1657. February milk down 17 at 1674. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, a barrel steady at 174, 40-pound blocks up 2.25 to 176, 4-trade a block on the day, cash butter down 4.75 to 160.25, 7 trades on the day, grade A non-fed dry milk down 1.5 to 113.5, 1 trade on the day, dry whey steady at 63, no trades on the day. Triple-digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets once again as boxed beef prices continue to move mostly higher, and that is helping to move prices past resistance levels. There's been some feeder cash cattle trade, at least at steady levels. That's also helping to support the market. Another painstaking day for lean hogs as well, as the support doesn't come to fruition, and the contracts cannot get past resistance levels. October live cattle up $1.17 to $235.02. October feeder cattle up $4.52 to $3.74.02. October hogs down 62 cents to 97 even. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower as the market continues to chop just below nearby resistance levels. Again, the forecast looking absolutely perfect for the corn and soybean harvest to continue to move forward. So we have that harvest pressure, still have some of those trade issues as well, the government shutdown. And for wheat markets, that nice weather is helping for the overall winter wheat planting and emergence. December corn down 3.75 to 4.18.25. November beans down 7.25 to 10.22.25. And December wheat down 3/4 to 5.06.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Thursday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 358, December 363, January 364, new crop 26, 396. Cash beans 922, December 929, January 934, new crop 26, 958. Big River Resources Boyceville cash in November corn 368.25, December 373.25, and January at 390. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn at 374, November 363, December 371. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 363, cash beans 937. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 363, new crop 26, 405. Cash beans 927, new crop 26, 978. at Red Wing Grains, cash corn 374, November 378, April 412, new crop 26, 410, cash and November beans 948, April 1018, new crop 26, 1008. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 365, December 368, cash beans 940, December 948. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 220 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 222, market cows 120 to 164, bulls 165 to 198, calves 500 to 1700, beef steers 235 to 525, Holstein steers 180 to 472. Sheep markets, market lambs 250 and down. Light lambs 240 and down, ewes 113 and down, rams 110 and down, goat markets does 245 and down, bucks 307 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 222 to 238, finished beef heifers 222 to 242, finished dairy steers 210 to 221.50, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 170 to 200. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs at 68 to 93, light sows 69.50 to 73.50, heavy sows 74 to 75, and boars from 30 to 37. That's a review of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, another beautiful fall day with a high in the low to mid 60s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, we'll drop into the upper 30s to near 40. Then tomorrow, more of the same, lots of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 a.m. at 107.3. FM.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't. Better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand. No problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and lay back more. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. Got 'em. past. Tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. And no shoes, and no shirt, and no problems. No problems.
Mama told her, baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have owned.
Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, the well went dry and the cow did too. Daddy didn't know what to do. The banker came by
take the farm away. Then Mama came up with a plan. Brother and me started up a band. Sister put a sign on the roof. Daddy bought a case of 90 proof. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old pea patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. You don't need the sun or rain. Just neon lights and some ice cold beer. Keeps everything green around here. Mama takes the cash at the door. Brother and me keep them out on the floor. Sister sets them up at the bar. Daddy kicks back with a big cigar. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old pea patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed, yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Well, we gave all the cows away, and now the only horns around here today are the ones up on the grill of a genuine 59 Coupe DeVille. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old pea patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed, yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old pea patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Cows come home at Cadillac Ranch.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Chris Ledoux, Cadillac Ranch, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s, still have some scattered rain showers, but that rain's going to move out, and we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, in our newsmaker segment, Todd Gleason, our NAFB colleague in Illinois, is talking with Aaron Hager. He's an extension weed scientist at the University of Illinois about the development of new chemistries and new approaches for weed control. So we're going to have more with Todd on that here coming up next hour in our Newsmakers segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen. Proven G3's three modes of action: feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Eliminating the Household Food Security Report doesn't eliminate food insecurity. We'll talk about it coming up.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, trade and consumer protection.
Even as food insecurity continues to rise, USDA has terminated all future household food security reports. The announcement, which was ironically made during Hunger Action Month, is another blow to the food banks and pantries across the country that are already struggling to meet the needs of local communities due to a lack of USDA funding. Annette Hacker, Chief Communications and Strategy Officer at the Food Bank of Iowa, says the announcement is troubling news for everyone who is trying to fight food insecurity.
It's very troubling. Suddenly shelve a report that's been trusted for three decades across multiple administrations. It's disappointing, it's troubling, and really it's hard to understand. It all of a sudden says that tracking and fighting hunger is not a priority, apparently, at the federal level.
Erasing the report does not erase food insecurity from the 47 million who are unsure of where they will get their next meal every day. Things won't get any easier for them, as Hacker says it's impossible to fill the gap left by SNAP cuts without federal aid.
We have to move forward now more than ever collectively and with support and compassion for people. You know, this is another blow to people who are already struggling, who are already having a hard time making ends meet. The charitable food system needs help right now, but we can't do it alone. We really can't. There's no way to make up the gap that the SNAP cuts are going to create, or really the hunger that is ahead of us. It's daunting.
Food banks and pantries are already seeing the effects of growing hunger, as there are many new and unfamiliar faces walking through their doors every day.
Right. So the pantries, the 700 partners, pantry partners and programs that Food Bank of Iowa stocks across 55 counties, we're seeing people who are visiting their community pantry maybe for the first time or for the first time in a long time. There are others who have a hard time making ends meet, and they may be using that pantry supplementally because there's just not enough money at the end of the month to pay those necessary bills and have room for food.
Hacker said that helping people with food can also allow them to take care of other things that they may not be able to afford, and as a result, make progress toward getting out of rough financial times.
If we can help people provide that little bit of support with food, that frees them up to pay another bill, to put gas in the car to go to work, to buy that pair of shoes for their child, to make that car repair, to do whatever they need to do to keep the light on, the lights on, the heat's on, the rent paid, so that they can also still have food on the table.
Feeding America will still be tracking food insecurity through the annual Map the Meal Gap report. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, another beautiful fall day with a high in the low to mid 60s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, we'll drop into the upper 30s to near 40. Then tomorrow, more of the same, lots of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fire. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Sugarland and Baby Girl here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s. That rain that we still have in the area is going to move out later on today. And our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. Well, dairy associations, nonprofits, and educational organizations are now invited to apply for grants of up to $10,000 from the Dairy Foundation. The Dairy Foundation's accepting applications through December 1st to support new programs in the dairy industry that build on the skills of students or dairy producers or increase the public trust in the people and products of the dairy industry. And this is available for organizations across the country. Now, for more information, just visit info at dairyfoundation.org. That's info at dairyfoundation.org. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. Harvest so far, at least across much of the Corn Belt, has been one of the warmest and driest on record. And while that's helping farmers get crops out of the fields, it's causing trouble getting them out of the country as America's rivers hit critically low levels once again. I'll have the details after this. Catch up on the latest episodes of Plant Smart, Grow Smart by BASF. We talk to real farmers about real problems, like David Palmer in Northwest Missouri about tar spot.
It's been around here. It come on late last year, so we didn't have a big issue with it other than turn everything black when it was combined. But I'm afraid this year, if it stays hot and dry, we might be in trouble.
And Nick Galick in Northern Illinois shares his approach to controlling tough weeds like water hemp and giant ragweed.
I got out of college in 2000, so I came right in the middle of the Roundup.
Absolutely.
And developed the resistance. And it was a very cheap, efficient way to go about it, made a lot of money doing it. But that's come and gone. We got to do a two-pass program. The main thing for us, we got to keep them from coming up, or we got to kill it when it's little. It's fine if you got to do a rescue, but let's try to prevent getting to that point if any way possible.
Hear their stories and learn more at PlanSmartGrowSmart.com. As fall begins in earnest, the nation's inland waterway system is under stress. The Mississippi River at St. Louis is reading about 1.27 feet on the local gauge. That's down dramatically from earlier this summer. Meanwhile, farther south at Memphis, the gauge has dropped below zero, sitting near negative 5.5 feet, with projections pushing towards negative 8 feet if rainfall does not materialize. Because of these extreme drops in water levels, the U.S. Coast Guard has imposed stricter draft and tow size restrictions on barges, meaning that each trip must carry lighter loads. The ripple effect is already evident in grain movements. In recent weeks, southbound grain shipments on the Mississippi have plunged from around 2.5 million short tons down to 502,000, nearly 80% drop in just a short time span. Corn movements are down roughly 72%, soybeans down nearly 90%, and wheat movement is down 55% on the Mississippi. The Ohio River, which typically supplies about half of the flow to the lower Mississippi, has also been hit hard by one of the driest Augusts on record for its basin. As of late September, the Ohio's contributions to the lower Mississippi's flow have shrunk to about 12% compared to its normal share. Because of the low water, draft limits, and tow restrictions, barge operators are forced to lighten loads, reduce tow sizes, or split shipments. That means more trips, more fuel, and higher per ton transportation costs, all of which squeeze margins for farmers. Local buyers often respond by lowering the bids they offer farmers or weakening the basis to make up for increased downstream shipping costs. Delays and congestion at export terminals are also building as fewer barges can reach them on time, and some shippers are having to shift grain onto more expensive rail or truck routes where they're viable. This fall's steep decline in river levels came quickly, and it overlaps with peak harvest movement, leaving little buffer zone. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The inland waterways across America have long offered U.S. agriculture a considerable cost advantage when it comes to grain transport. But those gains start to fade when river levels get too low. River shippers aren't in crisis mode yet, but as more grain comes out of Midwestern fields, river terminals could turn into a bottleneck. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with the expertise at BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your
your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Was white, was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knife, maybe
Tennessee-Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was Mario Andretti when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made. Turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Go Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
is so bad. Misery is breaking my heart. Can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad. I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart. Can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers and immigrant communities across northeast Wisconsin are expressing concern over recent federal immigration raids. This follows the confirmed arrests of 24 people by ICE in Manitowoc County. DHS officials say the operation was tied to suspected human and drug trafficking rings. Among those arrested, six reportedly had prior criminal convictions, while others' immigration status was still under review. Agriculture leaders are warning of serious labor shortages and economic strain across Wisconsin's dairy industry. In an effort to prevent the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is suspending all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and movement of poultry to other events in Jefferson, Waukesha, Walworth, and Rock counties. That through December 31st. Poultry owners and those working with poultry are strongly encouraged to continue practicing strict biosecurity to protect their flocks. When possible, poultry owners are asked to keep their flocks indoors to prevent contact with wild birds. The Wisconsin Board of Directors have elected new leadership to guide the state's beef checkoff program. Kurt Larson of Reedsburg will serve as president of the 21-member board for the next 2 years. Larson is president and chief executive officer of Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. He succeeds Amy Raydunz, a beef cattle technical specialist and farmer from Ellsworth, who completed her 2-year term and will remain on the executive committee as past president. On Thursday, no news was the news. Due to the government shutdown, the USDA did not release the October World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE, report that was scheduled for noon Eastern time. That means the market did not receive updated production data at a time when, according to one expert, traders are fixated with yields. There's still a chance we could get the October reports later this month, though USDA would have to restart field survey work, so that seems unlikely at this point, said Brian Greet, a senior grain and livestock analyst with Comstock Investments. Experts say in 2013 and 2019, the USDA never released the WASDE reports that were impacted by government shutdowns. This begs the question, what will the lack of new data mean for the markets? Analysts have weighed in. The main impact in the near term should be to keep traders more cautious than normal, said Ian Berry, lead editor of the Brock Report at Brock and Associates. Ethanol output jumped to its highest level in a month last week, while inventories declined mostly, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel rose to an average of 1.071 million barrels in the 7 days that ended October 3rd, the U.S. government agency said in a report. On the website, the agency said it would continue normal publications of report and data collection until further notice. Tennessee whiskey distiller Jack Daniel's is terminating a decades-long program that provided the company's corn byproduct slop to local cattle farmers at low or no cost, allowing the farmers to inexpensively feed their cattle. According to MoneyWise, that slop, a thick, nutrient-rich blend of corn and grain, has been a quiet but vital link between the world's best-selling whiskey and the local farmers that surround it. For decades, it kept fed cow costs low, cattle healthy, and waste out of landfills. The cow feeder program is to end March 31st as the company transitions to a new partnership with Michigan-based Three Rivers Energy, which will convert the waste into renewable fuel and fertilizer. The change has left farmers in and around South Central Tennessee's Moore County reeling, searching for ways they may continue to earn a living through raising cattle. Livestock makes up 89% of Moore County's farm earnings, that according to the latest census of agriculture.
That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, another beautiful fall day with a high in the low to mid-60s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, we'll drop into the upper 30s to near 40. Then tomorrow, more of the same, lots of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Slamming rubber, squealing gears, a jamming local country station, just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait, real late, and dance a cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Sun comes up. Midnight starts a hard romance, and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, at Rooster's Crow. Saturday, her folks don't know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go and go.
The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.